November 3, Shining Christians. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. To know God is to trust Him fully. Oh, what sentiments men entertain of God today. Men need to be restored to God and to themselves. It is so hard for men to see their own motives and judge correctly of their own spirits. So hard for men to acknowledge frankly from the heart like David, I have sinned. I have had a spirit unlike Christ. The men who have had the greatest power in our world have lived in the light reflected from the cross of Calvary. They have poured out their confessions from hearts filled with sorrow because of their errors and wrongs. They have not paraded their goodness, their smartness, and their ability before God, but have said, In my hands no price I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Christians indeed are opposed to display. In proportion as they are Christians, they are clothed with humility, and this very grace makes them a light in contrast with darkness. If we are Christians, we will not seek to be praised or exalted of men, and we will not be drawn away from the work by bribes or any flattering inducement. Christians will not be driven from their post of duty by fear or by reproach, by accusation, hatred, or persecution. Jesus says, Ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:14-16. There are some who will observe the example and feel the influence of a consistent Christian life. Jesus does not bid the Christian to strive to shine, but just to let his light shine in clear and distinct rays to the world. Do not blanket your light. Do not sinfully withhold your light. Do not let the mist and fog and malaria of the world put out your light. Do not hide it under a bed or under a bushel, but set it on a candlestick, that it may give light to all that are in the house. Neither take pains to exalt yourself to shine, nor to go into the cave as did Elijah in his discouragement. But come out, stand with God, and shine. God bids you shine, penetrating the moral darkness of the world. Be the salt, the savor of men. Manuscript 40, November 3, 1890. The Vision at Salamanca.